Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We're gonna take it back to our homeland now. Being so far away from home. I'm gonna tell you a little story here about This is kind of about Wilson. It's about Gamehen, but not particularly about Wilson. For those of you who don't know what all these people are screaming about up here about Wilson, Wilson is, of course, the evil king of Gamehen. And, Wilson is the evil king of Gamehen. See, Gamehen began as a beautiful paradise in the middle of the woods somewhere, and there were all these innocent people that lived in Gamehen, and everything was beautiful, and they had this god, this huge mountain that grew out, and their god lived on top of the mountain, and he was, of course, the great and knowledgeable Iculus, author of the helping friendly book that all these people, the lizards, used to govern their lives. But one day this guy, Wilson, came to town, and he saw how innocent and stupid these people were, naive is a better word, and he took the helping friendly book, and he hid it in the highest tower of his castle, and thereby enslaved all the people of Gamehenge. But before any of this happened, he was a horrible guy. Back when it was peace and tranquility, every year, once a year, these three chosen subjects would climb the mountain to find the great and knowledgeable Iculus. And when they got up there, they would eat this special root. And then they would climb down the mountain, the three of them, and they would wander deep into the forest and just keep walking and walking for days and days until finally the forest opened up on this huge green field that goes out in all directions on the edge of Gamehenge. The three subjects would start to walk across this field for days. It would take them days. Hiking, walking, walking, walking. It seemed like it was never ending. Walking, walking. So there they'd go, walking across the field. Until suddenly, in the distance, they finally saw it, their destination. It was an enormous black rhombus in the distance. Of course, you all know what a rhombus is, so I won't tell you. There it was, the black rhombus, and they'd go up to this rhombus, and they'd take the three hooking instruments of climbing out of the backs of their pack and throw them up, and they'd start to climb up the rhombus until they were standing on top of the rhombus, and all they could see around them, every direction, is this huge green field floating into the green fields, green everywhere. But up in, above them in the sky, they'd look up, and the clouds would be rolling by, these gray clouds, and the spirit of Iculus was everywhere in the air, the great knowledgeable Iculus. And they'd look up into the air, and they'd sing this little ditty.